speed was on that day. He probably doesn't get the same setup here, which makes me terrified of reflectivity, but I still think at the odds we'll have a go each way. Doesn't have a great deal of tactical speed. I'm just hoping that from the gate they can use it. As I say, Tommy Berrien's drawn four. So if he can settle midfield, I think he's going to be too strong at the finish for these. And out of all of these in the field, he's the one with the most scope to certainly win better races than Benchmark 78. So we'll be with him here as he works his way through the grade. That's race 8, number 4, Asterius.
$6.50, as you say, with Tab Fixed Odds right now. Race 8, number 4. Simon, your thoughts on race 8?
Yeah, all over Asterius. Brad summed it up pretty well. Not much more I can add. Just that barrier. I checked out the race in New South Wales, the stewards, the official speed maps. They have him midfield, one out. If he gets into that position, I think he'll be winning quite comfortably. Just first up in his last two runs, he hasn't really showed a lot of tactical speed, which Brad touched on, which is a bit of a concern. But I'm hoping now, second up with that run under his belt, up to 1500, Tommy can get him into that position if that's the case. Yeah, very confident he'll be winning. I'll be taking the 650 today. Expect him to be a bit of a firmer there tomorrow. I think he's clearly the best horse in the race. He just needs to be able to settle in touch with them. And again, if they can make up ground there at Rose Hill, tipping three horses that are likely to get back, which can be a bit irky when you're betting at Rose Hill on a firm track, generally favours those on speed. But confident Asterius is clearly the best horse in the race and will be winning better races, as Brad touched on. So all over Asterius in race eight, number 4.
Rails at 6 metres too, Simon, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You sort of get a good idea early. I think the last few meetings at Rose Hill have been sort of fence in running, so not so much where horses are racing on speed or not. It's just where they're in running. So interesting to see how it does play at that rail position. But generally, they get to the middle on that rail position, Brad?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. They'll just work off the fence there as they tend to have been the last couple of weeks. But as we know, Rose Hill is just such a good track. You can generally factor in all horses getting their chance, pending race patterns.
All right, so they're the three each from the guys. So Simon Denopoulos, 5-1 Sir Bacchus at $8, 6-4 Nicky's Gold at $8, and 8-4 Asterius at $6.50. And for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, 5-2 Etheria, 7-1 Elberman, and 8-4 Asterius. Brad, information aplenty on the Racing New South Wales website.
Yep, the next couple of hours I'll punch out the tips and publish them on the site, so you'll get everything for every race there at Rose Hill. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. And Simon, you'll be joining Ray from 8 o'clock tomorrow with tips in every meeting, every race at Rose Hill is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. I think it's a good meeting. I think a few favourites early, I think, can get the money, and then hopefully we can bring it home with a few good odds.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll chat to you then, mate.
Sounds good, Andrew. All the best.
Good on you. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports, and Brad Gray, our regular Fridays. These markets, it'll be interesting just to see what you, the punter, ends up doing with a few of these races. A lot of interest in the first race at Rose Hill with Creator, number 5 for Peter and Paul Snowden. It's just second pick behind Tsar Sun for Gay and Adrian. It's at 3.30 at the moment, Creator at 3.50. Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering is joining us. Morning to you, Sally.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. Belated happy birthday. I've got to mention it on air so you don't get away from it, but did you have a nice birthday? I think it was Wednesday.
How embarrassing. Yeah, look, at this age, they all just blend in, don't they?
Oh, please. They blend in when they get to my age, Sally. Not at your age, please. Righto, where are we going for the Sally Snow best for tomorrow?
I'm kicking off in race 2, number 2, with Baller. Excuse me. I just think the map here in race 2, it just really looks like Baller can cross easily from gate 5 and should be able to control the race from in front. We've seen that in both times that the horse has been allowed to do this, it just recorded 2 dominant wins with solid time. The start in between those runs, he just went far too quick in front and over-raced and was working early. So I just think that was a forgive run. I think in this race tomorrow, it's really well placed and it just should be really hard to catch if it gets its own way in front.
Currently at $2.90 Baller. That's race 2, number 2, with Anthony and Edward Cummings. And where's your other one?
I'm with Team Brad and Team Simon here. It's a bit of the same, but going with race 8, number 4, Asterius. Look, I've just always had a bit of time for this horse. It's always been incredibly strong late in its races. It lines up tomorrow, I think, in a really winnable race. It was obviously a solid run first up, as the boys mentioned, at Rose Hill 3 weeks ago. I just think beaten by the pace, we all know it got well back in the run and a really slowly run race, but still hit the line really well. We know it's going to fit a second up and definitely suited by the step up to the 1,500 metres. I'd be a lot more confident, like Simon and Brad mentioned, if I knew that there was going to be a solid pace, but I still think from gate four, he should be able to settle a bit closer and Tommy Berry should get his opportunity to put it right into the race at the right time. I think that $6.50 is great value.
Yeah, Simon, I think, said maybe we back it today. If it gets a bit more feeling, it may just tighten up a little bit off the $6.50.
I think that $6.50 quite, yeah, might not last much longer. Yeah. With three geniuses, in Brad and Simon and myself, God, it's...
Hang on, classing you, not only your birthday, but now you're classing yourself as a genius. Oh, what? Come on. Oh,
it could be a bad thing. It could be the three of us sort of the ball lined up, and it could be the opposite.
So. Positive vibes, please, Sally. Positive vibes. Let's get on. 2-2 Baller and 8-4 Asteria, so the two there for Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. Have a good weekend, Sally.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sally Snow there joining us here on Sky Sports Radio. We're going to take a news break, then we'll be back to look at Mudgee Cup Day.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. A 46-year-old man faces a maximum of 2 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $11,000 for driving a motor vehicle containing illegal police insignia. Police launched an investigation after a video appeared on social media showing a buggy with illegal New South Wales police markings in the Southern Highlands. Engineers at Air New Zealand are planning to strike in the days before Christmas. Air New Zealand says unions have given notice that about 1,000 maintenance staff will take industrial action over a pay dispute on December the 21st. And one US Marine has been killed and rescue teams are searching for five others after two Marine Corps aircraft collided in mid-air and crashed into the sea off the coast of Japan. In sports news, India will resume in just under an hour as the second day's play gets underway in Adelaide. The tourists are 9 for 250 after Australia claimed the big wicket of Cheteshwar Pujara late on day one. NRL star Dylan Walker has been charged over an alleged domestic incident involving his fiancée. He was at a Manly police station yesterday afternoon helping police with their investigation before being charged with common assault and assault occasioning actual bodily harm. And controversial NRL player Matt Lodge has signed a 2-year contract with the Brisbane Broncos. The prop forward had a difficult year in 2018 after reaching an agreement with the victims of his assault in New York back in 2015. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Radio is a part of everybody's life. It can go with you everywhere. It's immediate. Every day, Sky Sports Radio brings you complete coverage of racing and sports.
He's a good coach, Desi, and they decided only a couple of weeks ago that they wanted a Manly guy in charge.
From the Big Sports Breakfast, six mornings a week, to Racing HQ and the National Racing Service, you get it all. Then there's digital radio, bringing you high-quality reception. It's perfect for listening to the VSV. Whatever your passion, join our Sky Sports Radio family.
And Time Warp, what a brilliant front-running exhibition, wins the Cup from Werther.
Time Warp will be looking to run them into the ground once again as he sets his sights on another Hong Kong Cup. Catch all the action this Sunday, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio covers all the major greyhound racing around New South Wales and Australia.
Good morning, everyone. Plenty of feature racing coming up.
Going Greyhounds with host John Bunny Brash brings you all the latest news, interviews and tips galore. Catch it every Monday morning from 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sports fans, you know the feeling, that moment of realisation that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin clashes with the NRL preliminary final. Me! It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting Bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right!
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and of course, we've got a huge day out at Mudgee for Mudgee Cup Day. And in We're going to check it all out. We're going to start with Max Walker. If it's not Colleen, it's Max online. He joins us out at Mudgee. How are you, Maxo?
G'day, mate. How you doing?
I'm excellent, mate. The only thing that's missing is I'm not there with all these guys, all these thousands of people that are going to be there today.
God, we'll need a calculator, I'll tell you. Amazing.
Yeah. The feel around the breakfast this morning with the big sports breakfast and everything went off at the Oriental, and now the people are getting dressed to come out there.
You know, you could just feel it in the town. And when we went up to the Calcutta last night, everything was a buzz, you know, and you just feel it. And you think, holy smokes, we're in for a big one here.
Yeah.
So, look, I think Colin might have told you, we're about 800 up on seat bookings.
Yeah, gee, that's huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's phenomenal, really.
Yeah,
you know, that's about 2,160 just on seats that are booked in.
Yeah, and then you're going to get people that are just going to walk in when those gates open at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be go. We're still putting up umbrellas, and it'll look like Umbrella City, but it's going to be 32 degrees or something, so we've got to get as much shade as we can. But, look, I think we'll break all records here today. I'm positive.
Yeah, that's good. And the tracks are in ideal order?
Absolutely perfect. We've been watering every day on it. We put a couple of mil on it there late yesterday afternoon just to make sure she kept a bit of soft. There'll be a little bit of cut in it, which is good. But, you know, we had 30 mil last week, but we had that hot wind, so that's why we had to keep watering again. But, no, I believe the track will run a true good or a true four.
Yep, understand. Max, so, I'll let you just get out there and continue the hard work. I can hear you puffing, mate. You just get out there and enjoy it, mate. I hope once it's all set and ready to go for the crowd, everyone can just enjoy a huge day.
I think so, mate, and I appreciate all the help that Sky's done. The boys done a terrific job during the week and last night, so it's all well done to the team, mate.
No, good on you. Thanks a lot, Max.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
Max Walker there with wife Colleen. They do a huge job at Mudgee, don't they? Mick Wallace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, I'm Max and Colleen are beautiful people. They've looked after me once again out here. I'd just like to thank them for that. I'm parked out the front of Max's place at the moment, actually, and I haven't seen him this morning, so he must have been up and about at 6 o'clock or something. They work so hard, and the track looks in magnificent order. Can't wait for this big program today. A showcase meeting, 8 races on the card.
Yeah, that's the one point I should mention. It's not only Mudgee Cup Day, but they've got showcase prize money, so minimum of 30, and the cup's worth 50.
Yeah, tremendous, isn't it? And, you know, we've got pretty good fields too, and I think the track should play pretty fair. It looks in very good order.
All right, let's help our listeners into some Mudgee Cup Day winners. The first race at 1:43, a three-year-old maiden, and in market order, number 2, Perigord is the favourite at $1.80. Mornay is now $2.90. Number 3, Bedlam is at $10, along with Dynasty Die. So the 2 and the 7 dominate it. Perigood's been $1.85 to $1.80, and Mornay's been $2.80 out to $2.90 this morning.
I like the second favourite here. My numbers 7, 2, 1 and 3 going with Mornay, the first starter by Unencumbered. I really like the way she's trialled up. The trial back in May of this year, she won that trial, and there's some pretty smart ones in behind her too. Take to Heart finished second in the trial. It's had one start for one win. Frankly Awesome was third in that trial. It went on to contest the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes and was far from disgraced there behind Maid of Heaven. The most recent trial on the 22nd of November was a ripper. It was narrowly beaten by Magnolia Power, who was sent out an odds-on favourite at Paree during the week and was scratched at the barriers. She looks a ready-made racehorse, and I think she might be able to get away with a win at her first start today. The main danger is to Perigord from the Bureau Baker Yard. This colt by I'm Invincibles had the one race start. That was at Kembla Grange, and it showed speed that day on the soft 7 surface, and it was placed third there behind a Transmitter. No doubt he would have improved off of that run, and the fact he's got tactical speed should hold him in good stead here. One Joey's Chance could be the knockout. This three-year-old having its first start by X Celebration. Had one trial at Musselbrook on the 30th of November, finished fifth, beaten 3.5 lengths, but wasn't knocked around in that trial, and there were a few smart ones up ahead of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it got a podium finish today. And I'm putting 3 Bedlam in as the best of the rest. This filly by Stratum, trained by Rod Northam at Scone, is a first start. The trials have been okay. and it's well bred, and I wouldn't completely discount it. Interesting race to kick things off. 7-2, 1-3.
All right, 7-2, 1-3 in the first race. Two, a benchmark 66 race. Zootenant number two is 380 out to 390 right now. Sea Lady at 460. Number one, General Artie at five. Number four, Prime Stellar at five. And three, Tycoon Ma is at 650. Percussion number eight's been, it opened this morning about $14. It's now $10 here to be ridden by Robbie Dolan, number eight.
Small but select field here. There's probably five or six winning chances. I've gone 3, 5, 1, and 2. I've put Tycoon Ma on top here. And this horse is a five-year-old now by Al Mahar. And you look at its form, was very unlucky at Ipswich there last start when finishing seventh, beaten four lengths by FOMO. And, overall form is a little bit mixed, but he's had one start here at the track for a win. He'll probably settle just off the speed today, and he does have a very good turn of foot. Occasionally, he can miss the start, so I think if he can jump on terms with them today, I think he's got the ability to win this. 5C Lady's a bit of a favourite of mine. And last start there at Warren, I think it was, stepped out to the 1,600 metres in the Cotton Cup. And it was probably her most plain run, this preparation. I'm not entirely convinced she gets the 8 furlongs. Back to the 1,400 metres today, I think she'll be ridden quiet. And she's got that really good short, sharp sprint. So if she's in touch with the leading division on the home corner, she'll be hard to hold out. One General Artie. He certainly doesn't seem to be the same horse we've seen in earlier preparations, but if he could find something close to his best, he'll give this race a big shake. He's got the inside gate. He'll probably settle back. Reece Jones will claim the 3 kilos here. If you go off the run two starts back in a similar race when he was placed second there behind Cosmic Rain at Musselbrook, you could certainly entertain him. But last time he was out to the 1,500 metres in a hot race at Newcastle and was a little bit one-paced. He's another one that I think will benefit from coming back in trim. And two, Zootenant, you just can't leave him out at the moment. He's in a purple patch of form. He never runs a bad race, and Wendy Peel seems to be getting on really well with him. She's got the 2 kilo claim here, and he looks to map really well in this race. I'll go 3, 5, 1, and 2.
Race number three, the four-in-hand maiden showcase played over the 1,500. Good competitive market here, or good competitive race given a couple of people we've spoken to this morning and heard on Sky Sports Radio. Number five, the Warlord for Cam Crockett, $2.70. Number seven, We Can't Be Beaten, has been 550 into 480. Six, Thunder Zone, steady at seven. And number eight, Bid to Fame, is next best there at $7.50. The Warlord, though, the $2.70 favourite.
Well, I found this the most difficult race on the card to get a handle on. I've gone with the favourite in the end, five, The Warlord, numbers 5, 11, 8, and 10. I just think this fellow might be ready to produce the goods. Third run back from a spell. He was good at Corindai first up when finishing second to Supreme Streak and just looked all at sea at Narromine last time, went out to the 1,300 metres. He found the front that day. I don't know that he was entirely comfortable on the soft seven surface, and I think he might benefit from being ridden with a sit. He's got gate number two today. Matthew Carr, you don't see him lead too often. If he can box seat on the home track here, I think he'll be hard to beat. I've put 11 Mirandus in for second. This is an interesting one. This four-year-old mare by Floral Pegasus, a newcomer to the Gary Lunn yard. I'm not sure where it'll get to from the gate. Has shown speed when trained down there in Victoria. And I think she's capable of producing a good run, first run for Gary. 8 Bid to Fame's an interesting runner. This is a representative from the Chris Lees yard. Has only had the one race start. And not much went right on debut. Got buffeted around a touch. Was checked on more than one occasion. In the end, finished about 6 lengths from the winner, Polehampton, which is a horse I've got a bit of an opinion of. That was 1,300 metres that day. Out to the 1,500 metres, I think it will suit. And I'm putting in a 10 grand peril for fourth. I know it's a big price here, but just the way this race looks to pan out, I think this horse will probably get three back the inside and it might be able to sneak into a minor placing. So 5, 11, 8 and 10.
Righto, to race four, the Montrose Stony Creek Maiden, and number seven, Concours, at $3.70 and solid favourite. 11, Great Shine, at $5. 12, Southern Strategy. It got to a high of 650. It's now at 550 this morning, number 12. 14, Supreme Gem, at 550. And Trojan, number five, It's been $7.50, $8 back into $7.50 here, Mick.
I like the 14 Supreme Gem here. I made this horse a take two horse to follow on Sky Thoroughbred Central a couple of weeks ago after its run to Orange first up, where it was placed second to Worldly Pleasure. Looking at the horse in the yard that day, there was no doubt she still had improvement to come, and she's a lovely type. I just think with the fitness on her side today, she'll be very hard to beat. I put her on top over the 11, which is Great Shine. The Dean Merton stable's going really well at the moment, and this four-year-old mare by Heartspun's only had the one race start. That was on the home track at Bathurst. I finished third behind Benelong and Stars Galawi. I'm not sure that it was the strongest maiden you'll ever see that particular day, but she'll strip bitter again today. She's been kept safe in the market. I've put seven, which is Concours, in the numbers as well. This is another mare that you would think is likely to improve off the first up run at Gundagai. Was set at a massive price and performed above market expectations when finishing third to Irish Songs. And 12 Southern Strategies busting to win a race. This is a five-year-old mare. Has been with Connie Gregg all preparation and hasn't been far away, and you certainly wouldn't begrudge her a win. A 14, pretty keen on Supreme Gem to beat 11, 7 and 12.
Okay, to the legs of the quaddy now at Mudgee into race 5, the class 1. Del Tuesday, number 10, is at $4.80. 8 Lucy's Legacy, second pick at 5, so not a lot of difference there. Worldly Pleasure, number 5, here's a good mover. $8.50, $7, now $5.50, number 5, and that's been support this morning. Four Man of Envy at 7, and Winter Coney, number 9, the next best, at $7.50. The 10's the favourite at this stage.
I'm with the market mover here, Andrew. I've gone 5, 8, 4 and 7. Keen on Worldly Pleasure. This is a four-year-old mare. She's only lightly raced. She's had 5 goes for a win and 3 minor placings. Dominated from the front, first up from for 14 weeks when they're getting the maiden out of the way at Orange, defeating Supreme Gem, who we just tipped in the previous race. And then that was up to class 1 level last start at Dubbo, and I thought she got a pass mark placing third behind the promising Miss Hugo Agogo. I always like it when a horse wins its maiden and then comes out and is very competitive when up and graded its next start. I really do think she'll be very hard to beat today. She's got the good draw. Eleanor Webster horse on board. She'll settle down in the first 3 or 4, and I think she'll take some beating. I've got the 8, which is Lucy's Legacy, in for second. This horse has a few issues, no doubt about that. It can be a bit tricky, particularly around the gates. One first up there at Orange, played up a lot before the start, but jumped on terms with him. It was an aggressive ride from Jake Tracy Holmes, and she was able to get home. Last start there at Scone was placed behind Movie in what was another very good run. Gate 1 today, Jake Tracy Holmes goes back on. I think she'll be ridden aggressively, and I think she'll be in it for a long way. A four man of Envy's coming off a nice maiden win at Dubbo last time, and just really appreciated the drop in grade. He was first up for 23 weeks that day, so you would think a further improvement is on the cards. Just needs to overcome the sticky draw to be in the finish. And 7 Hamoon Dancer, I thought, was best of the rest. I did win first up last preparation. This horse resumes today, but that was at Merriwar. Obviously, this would be a little bit harder, but I thought it might be a chance for the wider exotics. I'll go 5, 8, 4 and 7.
Race number 6, a benchmark 58 race here. Yolanji, Brad Widdup, leading trainers head out to this day, and Yolanji is at 380. It opened this morning at 4, so now into 380. 3 Andes a Star has been 480 into 420. 4 Albert's No Pussy at 5. Terra Rain, number 7, at 550. And the toppy classifiers there, 750 into $7. Mick?
Numbers here, 3, 5, 4 and 1. I like Andy's a Star today. Cameron Crockett trains. Matthew Carl takes the ride. Was first up for 25 weeks when narrowly beaten to Narromine behind Baker's Image. And look, it was a tragedy beaten that day. It was 4 wide, no cover throughout. First up 1,300 metres. The fact that he was still there and kicking in the shadows of the post would suggest that he's in for a very good preparation. Hopefully, that hasn't taken too much out of him, that tough run. Second up today, back to 1,100 metres. I don't think that's a concern. Could well find himself 3 wide without cover again today, but I think he's a very talented horse, and Cameron Crockett has some very good chances here today. A 5-year Lanji looks the obvious danger. This is a horse with some talent. Coming off a Canberra maiden win on the 18th of November. Does have tactical speed from box one. Should be able to posse up on speed. Quinn Yong's 2 kilo claim will help. For Albert's No Pussy, this horse was super impressive, winning his maiden last preparation at Scone. Was never on the track and dashed away from his rivals there in defeating Bella Portugal. That was back in June of this year. Did fail at Randwick before being tipped out for a spell. I thought the trials have only been fair leading into this first up run, but anything he does today will be improving upon. And one classified looked to be travelling okay in the run at Gosford last time when leading, and then gave up quickly in the home straight. The jockey indicated that maybe she was holding her breath in the run because she did get very tired over the last 100 metres. But she's one that can go forward. She's got a big weight today, but should appreciate the drop back to country grade. 3, 5, 4, and 1.
The feature race today, the Robert Oatley Vineyards Mudgee Cup, race 7 worth $50,000 at 5.15. In market order with the tab, number 9, A Point Percy. It's been $6.50 into $5 this morning and is favourite. Improvado, number 6, out to $6.50. 3 Hour Gravano, out to $8. 4 Tarsin, It's a Drifter, out to $8. 11 Dapperized, $9.50. Got to a high of 10 this morning, now into $8.50. Number 11, 7 Missy Beale is a Drifter to $9. And Bazell is at $9.50. And Try and Run Amok, it's been 12 and now $9.50, number 12. A Point Percy, though, Mick, the new favourite this morning at $5.
Interesting to see that money for Try and Run Amok. It's probably the likely leader in the race. I thought there was a bit of speed engaged here. My number's 5, 6, 8, and 3. Going looking for a bit of value here with 5 Know How. Brett Thompson now has this 8-year-old by Desert King. And his two runs this preparation have been very, very good. He's just had that ideal preparation leading into a mile race, third run back from a spell. I think he surprised a few first up there at Warren in the sprint behind Molasses. Got back and charged up. Looked a winner at the furlong mark, and I think condition just gave out. Last start there at Narromine, I covered a little bit of ground, got flushed out before the home turn, and he really knuckled down over the last little bit to be narrowly beaten by Magic Zariz, who's a very good horse, country cups horse out in this part of the world. No disgrace to be beaten by him. In fact, if a Magic Zariz was in this race today, he'd be one of the main chances. So I just think he's the value in the race. Third run back from a spell. He did win over 1,900 metres at Rosehill last preparation, so he's got ability. 6 Improvido, and he's on the quick back up here. Not much went right for this horse the other day in town. That was at Rosehill Gardens. Only beat the one runner home, but struck the running rail at the 1,000-metre mark. Was disappointed for a run in the home straight. Bjorn Bakel had this fellow ready to go. He was having his first run for 6 weeks at Rosehill last time, so I think he'll strip a lot fitter today. 8 Anasee's a horse I've got a lot of time for. Second up today, has performed second up in the past. She'll most likely be ridden quiet. I love the fact she's getting that big weight drop. First up at Orange, she was very, very good when placing third behind. Loves a Hassle, who's a very smart sprinter out in this part of the world. And she carried 62 kilos that day and was strong through the line, down to 54 today. I wouldn't be surprised if she won this race. And 3 Hour Gravano's first up from a spell. It shouldn't be far away in the run. It does have the Chris Lees polish. 5, 6, 8, and 3.
And, mate, just your thoughts, and I respect what you've just said, but just your thoughts on A Point Percy.
Well, A Point Percy, winning form's good form, no doubt about that. And it's just one of those horses I think will be up in the firing line with probably 4 or 5 other on-pace types. And yeah. I've just gone the way of horses I think might be just sitting off them. But, no, you can't knock its form. It's in career best form.
Yeah, no, fully respect, as I say, what you're saying with that pace expected in the cup. The last race is the feature sprint race, race 8, and Orion Fire, number 10. It's been $3.90, $4 now, $3.80, number 10. 7 Sugar Dance, $5.50 into $4.40 this morning.